shapelessmath.com.
You swine.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Hello, welcome to our momentous podcast number 25. We've been doing this, actually more episodes than that, but this is 25. And Mr. Pierce isn't here right now. He'll be joining us later, hopefully. We have a motley assortment of people here. I'm EBA.
So,
to my right, Snoop Toddy Todd.
Word with the return.
To his right, Corey. Cool. Say hi.
Hi.
So then across from me.
Marshall.
My left, Jam Master J.
Yeah, absolutely. DJ Mix Master J into his house.
And like I said, Mr. Pierce will be joining us later on, hopefully. You can check us out, of course, at podcast.shapelessmass.com. You can email us at this thing I'm going to play right now. Ding, ding. Check us out also at myspace.com/shapelessmathcast. That's right, we have a MySpace page.
Thank everybody, though.
And you can check me out, shapelessmath.com. Check Snoop Toddy Todd out at
asitfallsdown.com.
Welcome to the podcast. We're going to get things rolling right off the bat, but we're going to play a song.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Trans-Siberian
Orchestra.
Well, I've got to hear all the bells by then.
Yeah, it's actually not a symphony, really. It's a sort of semi-metal band.
It's really
a metal band.
It's good stuff.
It's sort of, it's kind of epic metal slash prog slash stuff. Let's do it.
Merry Christmas.
Cody Myers, the R. Kelly story.
A group of adolescents are pissed upon, oh wait, no, are left alone by accident in a vacant Chicago airport over the holidays. There they must make their own holiday celebration.
Wow, that sounds really boring.
Very much so.
Didn't Tom Hanks already make that movie?
Well, it's a one. It's
except it didn't take place in the holidays.
Kind of sounds like Home Alone 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
versus 4.
Home Alone versus the Terminal. You know, it's
yeah,
just,
basically.
Yeah.
Sounds like I'm really bored and depressed and have nothing better to do.
Exactly.
Let's go watch this.
I'm gonna go with 3 stars.
Ooh.
It might have a few moments in it.
Well, let's hope it has about 90 moments in it, but
maybe
I mean,
some
it's
touching moments.
Yeah, that's pretty lame description. We'll have to go ahead and give that a 1.
That's what? A 1, yeah.
Too much
well,
like
I
reality.
One.
I spend my holidays eating trying to make it.
That's a very nice point.
I don't want to go watch that. So, can I give it no stars?
Sure.
Go right no ahead. Stars.
I felt obligated to give at least 1.
Wow. I don't.
The peer
really
pressure here.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with negative 1.
Negative 1.
Just to
wow.
Set it below the margin.
Okay.
All right.
Two. Oh, here it is. Nobody's seen it. Apocalypto. A Mel Gibson directed tale of the decline of the Mayan Empire, where the Mayans believed that the key to survival was to build more temples and make human sacrifices. It's a lot like modern United States. Jaguar Paw, the next in line for one of these sacrifices, flees to avoid his fate, which is pretty much the plot of Logan's Run.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah.
It's the plot of a lot of movies also. Yeah.
Weren't there really jaguars in that area of the world anyway?
Todd, shut the fuck up.
I'm dead serious.
So yeah, Apocalypto?
10 stars.
Are you serious?
10 stars because it's Mel Gibson. And everybody needs to go see it. Just share their support with Mel Gibson and for all the wonderful things he's done for
The Jewish community,
and I just think everybody...
Particularly the police officers in the Jewish
community. Specifically, though.
Bartenders everywhere are happy he exists.
Indeed they are. And we all want to see bouncing heads, lots of gratuitous violence.
Actually, I do want to see bouncing heads and gratuitous
violence. Well, I think...
Well, you're American.
One thing I understand is, when does he start killing English people?
Well, he did. He killed them all in Braveheart.
Braveheart, the Patriot.
The Patriot, yeah, yeah. He killed all the English people in the Patriot.
I'm telling you, he did that one where they were uprising in Australia. So the only thing
Gallipoli, yeah.
He has I can think of is he needs to play Hitler.
Ooh, there you go.
There's a way he can kill a bunch of English people and still.
There you go.
Well,
that'd be interesting.
And he gets the bonus because he gets to hate Jews too.
Exactly.
Just like my life.
There you go.
It is high time that we heard Hitler's side of the story, because, you
exactly.
know, that damn liberal media keeps portraying him as a
that?
Genocidal maniac. I don't know what to do.
God forbid.
So, any stars? I'm going to say, like, 7. I actually, you know, Braveheart was really good. When Braveheart 2, a.k.a. The Patriot, came out, it was okay. When Braveheart 3, a.k.a. When We Were Soldiers, came out, it was... So I'm kind of noticing a decline in quality.
Yeah, but you got the whole Passion of the Christ thing, which, of course, is a totally different deal, which also had, like, you know, bouncing heads and gratuitous violence. I don't remember bouncing heads, but bouncing. So this is the Passion of the Mayan. So this is it definitely gets it gets 10 stars from me.
10 stars. I said 7. What do you think, Todd?
I'm going with 3 just because of the fact that
wow.
Mel Gibson hates Jews.
I'm gonna have to go with 6 stars on that. Mel Gibson's good. I think it's gonna be good. But I seen the previews for this movie, and after I got through watching, I was like, what the fuck is this movie about?
Yeah, you got it.
I mean,
but that's horrible previews.
I'm hoping that maybe it'll be interesting simply because it's a different culture, but gratuitous violence, blah, blah. But that's not really the best introduction to a different culture.
Yeah,
let's watch them slaughter people.
But that's most of the movies that I watch don't have any beginning or ending, and most of the stuff I really, really like, I just wonder what the fuck I just saw. So this will work for me.
It's almost, yeah. I read it.
I still think it's going to be a good watch, a good movie.
Anyone here seen Deja Vu?
No.
I
had Frank go and see it.
No.
Shortly after she wanted to stab her eyes out.
Anyone here seen Deja Vu?
12 stars.
For what?
Wow.
Well, because
you haven't heard it yet.
No, I don't have to. Because I already know it's Tony Scott. And if it's going to become Tony Scott, it's going to be cool.
Anyone here seen Deja Vu?
No.
No.
Okay.
ATF agent Doug Carlin travels back in time to stop a murder from occurring, only to fall in love with the would-be victim.
Okay, let's ignore that part of it. Let's talk about Tony Scott and lots of shit blowing up.
Isn't he like Ridley Scott's like...
He's his brother.
Brother.
And he's the director of several very interesting, cool movies. True Romance,
however,
one of the best movies of all time.
Was a good movie.
Okay, that was a good movie. But just because you're related to someone famous who's like acclaimed in their craft doesn't mean you will also be acclaimed in the same craft.
No, but
I'm thinking specifically
no.
here of Gary Busey's son.
Oh, well, Jake is... Okay, that's another story. I'm up to 13 12, stars. 13. I'm 13 stars.
The more
13
you think about it, the better it gets.
I'm up to 13 stars based on the strength of Domino.
What about Denzel, man?
Well, Denzel should not be named Doug. Okay, there's your problem. So, okay,
is that his name in the
that's
movie?
His movie name is Doug. Okay, so we got to back this back down maybe to 12 stars because I remember Doug from The State. I'm Doug, man. And I'm out of
okay,
here.
Dad.
Yeah, okay, Dad.
You guys coming? We're going to hang out with your dad.
Exactly.
The movie has Denzel Washington.
I think it's going to get it.
As Man on Fire, another Tony Scott film, which is actually fairly interesting.
That was a good movie.
I'm going to go with 3 stars on it.
Like everything else you've rated today?
Well, how about this? I'll just go with 0.25 star.
I'm going to hate to see a movie that you like.
Only whole stars.
Okay.
We're going to play Alvin and the Chipmunks with the Christmas song. Yay!
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin.
Well, that was Alvin and the Chipmunks with their Christmas song. This week's episode is brought to us by Lightning Bugs Gummy Candy. So everybody get some.
Sweet.
Have fun.
Grab a bug. Light it up.
Why does it come with a tool?
I just kind of wanted that myself.
Kinda magic
like,
tongue.
Looks kind of like some plastic chopsticks.
It's a magic tong.
That doesn't make it glow.
I'm like a magic tong.
Yeah. It's magic tong.
I love gummy stuff, so let's see.
Magic tong included. Strawberry lemon, ages 3+.
Ah, you came just in time.
It lights
Sorry,
up.
Sorry, grabbing the seat. You're just in time for this week's sponsor, Lightning Bug Gummy Candy. Oh, Mr. Pierce,
this is
Corey, Marshall, and Jay.
That is
Jay.
they look like giant maggots.
Oh, no way.
Holy shit.
It's melted. How did that happen? You have to remove your tag.
I don't know.
Oh, you removed the tag? WTF. Okay.
For real.
Okay, there we go. Oh, cheese.
Look. Can you go get a seat?
Mine looks like melted cheese.
Yeah.
So how are they? I haven't tried
I'm scared.
They seriously look like maggots.
There's a fucking hair in mine.
Are you sure? Dude, look at the light.
Now I'm scared.
Move towards the light.
Holy shit, there's a hair.
Jeez.
Dude, it looks like a pube.
That's not cool.
you're touching it and examining it.
Look everybody.
Everybody else has all these little worms.
And you eat it anyway.
Big glob.
Glob.
You have a glob.
Oh, wow.
A big glob.
What you don't see. Look. Watch my mouth.
Ooh.
Is that fucked up or what?
Here you
go. I still think they look like maggots.
No! Stop!
Yeah.
These don't look like they look like maggots.
Yeah.
They look like
maggots.
You have to admit they taste good.
You stuck that up his nose after I had the pubic hair on. He stuck that nose in his mouth.
I had to smell it to make sure nothing was wrong.
All right, I need to get some of these. I have a friend that needs a package of these.
They don't taste bad.
If you have an extra package of these, I need.
I'm a little disappointed that it doesn't glow on its own. You have to have the special magic.
I'm kind of glad they don't glow on their own.
Yeah,
what do you have to do to candy to get it to glow in the dark?
Toxic radioactive candy.
Glow in the dark candy.
I'm going to tell you this now. If it glows when I eat it, I hope it glows when I crap it out because I will not flush it. I will let one of my realms just walk in and see it.
Ooh. Look what I did.
There's something wrong with you.
I made dirt, Granny. Look.
And it glows.
And it glows.
A glowing turd. Good stuff.
It's Tommy Turd, and he glows.
You want some of mine?
No, so I'm eating some of Corey's.
So you got the glowing organ.
Yeah, I have the glowing nothingness.
I wonder how long the sticks will
work. The shapeless mass.
I don't, yeah, literally.
Is that a laser? Oh, yeah, that's a laser.
Ooh.
Be wow. Afraid.
I'm getting in trouble tomorrow at work.
In history.
For December 15th, the Ides of December. So, let's see. Back in 1791, the United States Bill of Rights becomes law when ratified by the Virginia legislature. So, how does that make you feel?
And then violated thoroughly by the Bush administration.
All right, 1939, Gone with the Wind premieres in Atlanta, Georgia.
There's always that.
Frankly, my Scarlet, I don't give two hoops and a holler. Damn, give it this line.
Yeah, I still owe Video to Go $20 on that. Gone with the Wind. Because they count two cassettes as two movies when you check them out.
Wow.
Bastards.
All right. When Robot Apocalypse comes, they'll be cut down.
1992, Dr. Dre releases his highly influential debut album, The Chronic. Crofton is often labeled the first ever G-Funk album.
I have my mind on my money, and my money on my mind.
It's important to work both ways with that.
Nothing but a G thing, baby.
1994, Netscape Navigator 1.0 was released. I never liked Navigator.
It was nice because it came with the editor. It came with email, like everything built into it. It was a pretty nice editor.
I like the new Netscape.
Is it up at like 9 now? 8 or 9?
I don't know which version it is, but I like it. It's pretty nice.
I like Firefox.
Yeah,
like
Firefox rules.
I like Safari. Anyway,
I love Safari too. I hate the new Internet Explorer. I love Safari because it's on Mac.
I like the new Firefox because when my computer crashes, it'll...
Oh, it brings it right back. Kind of like Opera used to do.
Yeah.
Or Opera still does, probably.
Oh, it actually remembers stuff you type in text fields. Yeah. And it's got a spell checker built into it.
Yeah, and then version 2.0, yeah.
Anyway.
Slowly.
Well, this nerd segment brought to you by your local nerd council. Support your local nerd at home and at work. Anyway.
You play quite nerdy in it.
Same day The Sound of Music was released. Do you want to guess what year?
1961.
65.
That's one of my favorite
movies. Pretty close. Yeah, I know.
God, I hate that movie. This is opposite, though. This is great. I like this. Here you go. This is why I hate this movie. Dun, 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 dun. Now get it out of your head.
I like that song.
You start playing.
You ever listen to Negatively Under?
Never heard that version of it. No, I know who they are, but I've never heard
that
version.
You want to hear that version of it? Cool. You'd like it.
All right.
Yeah. We're gonna play Negative Land, my favorite thing, just for Jack. Excellent. So everybody, check it out.
Raindrops on kittens, whiskers on roses, satin sashes in schnitzel, and crisp eyelashes with noodles. Wild geese that fly with their wings tied up in strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Ponies in dresses and warm, warm doorbells and brown raindrops. Girls with blue whiskers tied up with noodles. Wild kettles that fly with white copper wings. These are a few of my favorite things. The dog barks, the bee stings. I simply remember my favorite things. And then I feel so bad. With blue satin sashes, wild brown girls tied up in warm screens, wild white girls that melt into those cream. These are a few of my favorite things. Those cream on ponies, those cream on kittens, those cream on roses, and those cream on kittens.
Recently came out with a list of the 20 most corrupt Congress people in the most corrupt Congress in American history. Oh no! The most corrupt Congress in American history. Oh no! You got the most corrupt Congress in American history. Oh no, we got the most corrupt Congress in American history. Oh ho ho ho. Oh ho ho ho. Oh ho ho ho. Oh ho ho ho. Now back to Perry. Oh, and they listed the 20 most corrupt Congress people. like the creme de la creme of corruption. Hey, I think there were two Democrats on there, baby. Yeah, there were like two Democrats or something like that on the list of the 20 most corrupt Congress people in like American history. So, we have proof indeed that Democrats are not angels, because you have to say there were a couple of them on the list. Oh, but so what? I mean, isn't it obvious that the Republicans have somehow mistaken Satan for Jesus? I think so. Let's ask God.
This is God.
That's right, Perry. The Republicans have mistaken Satan for Jesus. Don't you see? The Republicans being as they are, very, very stupid. Republicans being as they are, so very, 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 very stupid. Republican, my friends, they are so very, 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 What was the question? The question was, don't you think Republicans have mistaken Satan for Jesus?
Oh, that's right. Yes, Perry. The Republicans have indeed and in fact mistaken Satan for Jesus.
You see, my friends, the Horned One can take many forms. The Horned One can take many forms. The Horned One is adept at deception. The devil is adept at deception, and he has fooled the stupid guys on the right, don't you see? They are worshiping Satan.
This is God. God. I thank you very much. Oh, this is God. This is God. I don't expect one of the rest. This is God.
Thank you very much. God. Oh, I thank you very much. I thank you very much. Now back to Perry.
You know, I'm sure whatever list he read that from is compiled by some sort of independent, like, Cato Institute type deal.
Did he ever mention, like, exactly any of the Congress people that were...
He said there were a couple more Democrats. Yeah. It was real non-specific.
Two.
Why did you show that to me? I could have gone the rest of my life without pollution in my memory.
You now have...
Now I have to purge.
That's not even his best bit.
I have hope for a new career now. I can do this.
Perry is one, like, if he had a camera, he would be the random street guy.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that you don't make eye contact with.
Yeah,
really.
See what you can do with
he'll follow
the
you home and snip your panties.
The kids... I don't have to.
Do what?
What?
Oh.
Stay away
so,
from us.
Any thoughts on the important insights that Mr. Logan had for us there?
He said stuff.
I'm a changed man.
From Perry Logan? I think, like, that gave me a seizure or something.
A bigger USB flash drive.
No, but he's operating on Austin.
Well, I'd say
Austin,
probably customers.
Yeah,
that's what I thought when he started. I was like, that's one of our customers. I swear, I've had him on the phone once.
I keep waiting for him to call, hoping and praying, because when he calls, I'm like, Perry Logan, I watched your show. I'd be like,
you're crazy.
You're an insane person. Bye. So this is a brand new iMonster song?
Yeah, they just released it.
So what's it called?
As long as there is.
It's a Christmas song?
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Six, five, three, eight, 34 and 2. The bonus boy was smiling. He had eyes for me and you. I could wear plush dresses till the end. Could drive you all around the roundabout. Make some tea, I'll come for tea. I know it's not us. As long as there is you and me, I know we can go
could, what is wrong with me? You could tell your boss to go to hell. I would be in heaven and just lounge about. Make some tea, I'll come for tea. I know it's not on.
So time for Mr. Pierce's favorite segment, the Book of Horrible Questions. For $5,000, would you renounce your religion on public access TV?
That sounds like fun.
You're an atheist.
I'm not an atheist.
No, he's Catholic.
He is Catholic.
Nah.
Definitely not.
Really?
Nope. Would you?
Wow.
Think about that. $5,000, that's a good chunk of change.
No, not
as long as you give 10% of the church.
Wait, it's public, it's public access?
Yeah.
Nobody really watches that anyway.
You're
going to
watch it anyway.
Except for those religious nuts.
It's altruismable.
That is true. Yeah. But it's not like they're going to go, it's him! You know?
Stop you in the middle of the street.
It'll be my luck if you're my pastor and be like, so Todd.
But see, I wouldn't do it because anybody else would see. I mean, that's not the reason for not doing it.
Well, yeah. For $5,000, would you go on public access television and tell everyone you were homosexual?
Sure would.
Well,
I was going to do that.
Pretty much the same.
You're going to out him? Okay.
Yeah, I was going to go on public access. Marshall is a homosexual.
Well, thanks.
For $100 million.
Wow.
Yes.
Horribly maimed. Horribly. Horribly maimed and disfigure your brother or sister.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'd do that for free.
With
their permission? I don't do high.
Actually, it says you may consult with those to be maimed and disfigured in order to split up the prize money in a fair and equitable manner.
No, totally, yeah. Both of my siblings. Yeah, if I could get two for one, both of them would volunteer for that.
First, yeah,
these are some money.
No, wait, here's the thing, though. She's going to be maimed. She's not going to be able to really make any sound decisions.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can just cut off an arm or something.
No, I'm...
Wait, is it? We're talking about horribly
well, what's
maimed?
It's not like
would
we tell them after the fact.
Would ripping off her fingernails count?
Oh, yeah.
I would do that to her.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the road for the sex stuff. $10,000. Carry a cucumber in your ass for an entire day.
Hell yeah.
Nope.
Sure. For $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000. Yeah.
Sure.
A small cucumber.
Fairly small cucumber.
Assume average size.
Average size.
Which is actually
cucumber.
Not small.
No, that's not
small.
Well,
is it a black cucumber or white cucumber?
Don't go there. Don't go there. Come on. No.
They mean like in your butt cheeks?
No, I think
I'm
up
assuming
your...
it means like inserted into the anal cavity.
For the whole day?
for a whole day.
24 hours for $10,000?
Yeah. How much money do I get?
$10,000.
Okay, there's a follow up question. For $20,000, same as above, but you must tell your friends that you have a cucumber inserted in your ear.
I would have told everybody anyway, really.
Well, no, you would not believe what somebody's paying $10,000 for.
It's kind of like
$20,000.
Yeah. Look, if I wiggle.
Okay.
It's kind of like, dude, if I act weird today, I got a cucumber up my ass. You know, so I mean, you're going to tell anybody anyway.
I think I'll pass.
Literally. Follow up, $2,500, same as above, but you must tell your boss you have a cucumber stuck up your ass.
Does Jake
for just $2,500?
No, probably your team manager.
No, your team.
I'd have to tell Matt.
Yeah.
That's so great.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
can I see?
I am picturing the look on his face.
Yeah. Just
imagine. I don't think his face would change. His face never changes.
$1,500. You'll be required to chug an 8-ounce glass of urine. The urine is standard urine with nothing hideous about it, other than the fact that it is some random person's urine. $15,000.
No, you said 1,500.
Oh, you said 1,500.
You said 1,500.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's 3 zeros. 15,000.
$15,000.
Okay.
$15,000.
Yeah.
No. How much is 8 ounces? That's one 15,000? Cup, right?
No. See, actually, drinking somebody else's urine can, in fact, be poisonous. Drinking your own urine can be okay.
It's only 8 ounces.
Why do you know that?
Yeah, you don't want to know.
$15,000.
That one time I went to the emergency room, they explained it.
You lose the money.
After they took the hamster out. Exactly.
I tried. It'd be very difficult.
Liquids are easy to consume. I just put it in.
8 ounces, though, is a whole cup.
That's a lot of fun.
On ice?
Can you put like some vanilla flavoring in it or something, maybe?
Georgia measuring cups. Let's get the Dixie cups out.
20. What, are you going to do a test right now?
You're like,
Here, I'll be right back.
Gather specimens from everyone in the room. Okay, $20,000, same as above, drink the urine, but it's the urine of a homeless person.
Urine is urine.
That's just straight alcohol there. That's probably pretty decent.
Be better, yeah.
Pretty, pretty clean or pretty decent, okay. Yeah.
No,
okay.
Probably once it passed the tip, you probably got
okay.
There you go.
It's a little more interesting here. $30,000, $10,000 more. You must drink the urine of a homeless person, except you must drink it directly from the source.
Yeah, you've just passed.
Nope, I'm good.
Everybody says, I'll
stop at $20,000.
Is it a homeless woman or a homeless man?
It doesn't say.
If it's a homeless man, it's less
messy.
Either
one.
Yeah. Ooh,
either one's got its own unpleasant qualities to it.
Let's see, though.
Do I get to pick the homeless person? Because I can go to a shelter.
Okay, here's the trick.
Either way, it's a golden shower.
Here's the trick, though. Here's the trick. Here's what you do.
The solicitation process went, excuse me, sir.
Thank you, sir. Is it my mouth, please?
No, here's the deal. Here's what you do. You give them, first of all, you make them drink a gallon of water, and then go on and urinate. Get the really nasty stuff done. Then give them another gallon of water.
An action plan. For
and
this.
then you give them another.
Don't
give them
the sterile wipes.
Yeah, you got to have the sterile wipes as you go. But then you give them another thing, and so nothing. What you're getting is clear. It's just bam, straight through. No big problem. That'd be doable.
Spray the area down with Raid or something.
That'd be good. But now you just gotta
spray the area with Raid. Something about that makes me think it would make it like, I don't know. Someone more poisonous? I don't know.
I don't want right around my penile area, if you know what I'm saying.
He's not talking about yours. He's talking about
or that guy either. Or around my mouthy area.
Where you're going to put your face.
Yeah, around the mouthy area. You know?
What's the rain supposed to do, Todd?
Kill the bugs.
Kill the roaches.
Oh, kill the roaches.
Oh, he'd also have to shave. For visual purposes.
Which part? Okay, I got you.
So, wow. Moving along.
Life would be my official excuse.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
In that
bed. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
The guest spot.
Yeah, well, you're talking about like running for office and stuff like that. Dude, I would love to run for office. Problem is I'm one of the first to tell you that I'm not as well educated in the inner workings of what goes on as far as like, you know, fundings and all this.
Telling me that you honestly think that George W. Bush is educated on the inner workings of what's going on?
More so than I am.
But he surrounds himself with people who are.
Exactly, more so than I am. If I were to go in anything, I would definitely be stuck on like a local level for sure. And the problem that I would run into is I don't understand, I don't know the people. My family's not intertwined with the people, and that's the problem.
You should hear William Spires, because, Commissioner of Sewers.
See, we are stuck in a cycle right now. We're stuck in a cycle where it is the people, old money, regardless, that they can raise their kids right, give them the best education, send them to the best schools, whatever, and you know, tell them, say, okay, you can do whatever you want to do. Always look out for number one. You got to go tell them what they want to hear. I'm a big fan of telling people what they don't want to hear, if it's the truth. If something is fucked up, I'm like, hey, guys, this is working well on this side. You know, this new bill that I've, or this new, you know, fucking law that I've enacted is causing this to happen, this to happen. But this over here, this is a piece of shit, and it's fucked up, and it's not working.
You hit upon something interesting, because I think most Americans really do blame the messenger. And if a politician comes on TV, it's not his fault, but he says, you know, so-and-so happened, it's terrible, you know, so-and-so, you know, we just did some tests, and we found out that, according to our tests, that half of the water supply in our city, it contains cyanide, and we're sorry, and we're going to do everything we can. They would blame him. Like, yeah, it's his fault. Instant. And it wouldn't even be his fault, necessarily. Instant. He shouldn't have told. And there's been people, this is happening with the Iraq War. Oh, they shouldn't have told us about the wiretap. They shouldn't have told us. You know, that whole thing.
Well, one of the things that's so funny is like, here's a good example. A lot of people don't know about, and I think it's, I wish I could cite exact resources on this, but, George W. Bush enacted, he approved a bill, as far as like, the clean water goes, where he raised the limits of certain carcinogens and certain poisons in in our water supply and like our national, like what is accepted legal levels. And that's a fact. He did up it. So now we can have more carcinogens and more of this. And everybody goes, oh, that motherfucker, oh, that piece of shit. But the rub of that story is that the levels, like he increased it this much, it does not increase any of our chances by any significant amount. We're talking like many, many, many like zeros away from the decimal fucking point. All right? And so it's like, oh, well, there's this much more. And it comes to that whole misinformation shit. You look at, they say, well, a woman who smokes is 5 times more likely to get breast cancer in her life. And women go, oh, holy shit, 5 times more likely. Well, yeah, but what was the original fucking figure? The original fucking figure is like 0.01 or something like that. It's like, oh, now you're at 0.05. Holy shit, quit smoking. You know, and that's my issue. People fuck with statistics. They say true. 5 times as more or something of that nature. And it's the same thing. They go, well, he upped the levels. That means we're in danger. Well, yeah. I mean, we're in danger, but you fucking bastards weren't complaining about the fact that there was anything allowed in the fucking water to begin with. You weren't bitching until you found out the levels were raised. If there's any percentage, you should be bitching. But they weren't bitching. They go, rah, 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 rah. Shut your fucking mouth. Complain all the time. Don't just go, oh, he raised them? Now I'm pissed. Now I'm pissed. I was fine with this event, and it was like ridiculous shit too. Was like
I was fine with the 25 ass whoopings I was getting every week, but now they raised it to 30. Man, upset.
No, the thing that's stupid is it was shit like bacteria. It was like it was carcinogens, bacteria, poisons. The amount of it was something gross. It was like it was shit like sewage. Like as far as the purification process goes, it was something like that. But I don't think it was shit. It was more like uric acid or something like that. It was really stupid. But people don't understand is uric acid is like one of the only organic acids that they can replicate scientifically without any organic... It's like the first thing they ever did. Look, we made uric acid. That's the same shit found in your pee. Well, if you can make it from shit sitting around outside where human piss is not involved...
That's
then it's okay.
Remember the anthrax
scare? It occurs in nature. Shut the fuck up.
Tech call of the week.
The man calls in angry because our tech had just disconnected his services. Okay? And he wants to know why, because he paid his bill. So I pull up his account and he's 3 months behind. Sir, you didn't pay your bill. He says, yes, I did. I paid the first bill I got. I was told that's all I have to pay. No, sir, you have to pay every month. He says, oh, well, when I got that bill, I assumed I didn't have to pay it because I was told when I paid the first bill, I'd be good. So I just threw them away. So when can you have my services back?
Oh my God.
Well, I'll tell you what. We can get your turned back on, but you have to pay all of your past due amount. You have to pay a reconnect fee. He goes, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't have to pay that bill. I was told I only had to pay the first one, and I was good. The man wanted to speak to my supervisor. He said he became irate.
He told me he
was going to get me fired. He told me he was going to get the tech who sold him the cable fired, and he was going to get the tech who disconnected him fired because we all misled him.
Damn it.
And what happened?
And he got transferred to my supervisor.
Rat bastards.
Where Matt proceeded to explain to him
that you have
to pay for your cable in order to keep it. And he actually, I went back and read the suit notes, he actually argued with Matt that he only had to pay the first month's bill, because that's what he was told when he was sold services. Pay the first month's bill, and you're good.
And what about the equipment?
Yeah, the equipment.
Oh, my God! He also says he wants us to come and get his equipment right now, because if we don't come and get it by 2 o'clock, he's throwing it in the dumpster. And also, if
which
we don't...
Which would only incur, like, a $250 charge.
Yeah, I think he had, like, two boxes. Yes.
So that's $500!
His bill was already
$300. That he is going to have to pay, because that's going to go on his credit. We are going to... Yeah. There's no way he can get out of that if he throws it away.
He also says if we don't come and get the boxes by 2 o'clock, he's going to paper his apartment complex complex with letters written by him telling how we ripped him off and put his phone number on them so people can call him for his testimony.
And about, what about his business with the satellite?
Oh!
See, you keep forgetting all the
better.
Good stuff.
Oh my God, the man told Matt he was going to go to Dish. Which, of course, hey, more power to you, you still have to pay your monthly bill, right? He wasn't just going, though. He actually told me on the phone the reason he couldn't pay his bill was because he was going to get a computer in 2 weeks. It was in the mail to him, and when he got his computer in 2 weeks, he had all this stuff in his house that he was going to sell on the computer, and he was going to make $4,000, and he'll just pay his bill then. This is how it started.
So that's how he wanted to.
Well, sir, then just call us back in 2 weeks and pay your bill. And he's like, that's not going to work for me. So he's talking to Matt, and he says, well, he's starting up his own business on the computer, and he's going to make money. And when he makes money, he's going to buy his own satellite.
Oh, like an actual satellite.
Like an actual satellite. He's going to buy his own satellite, and he is going to get cable for free.
And he's going to invest into the company and become horribly rich. And we're going to be, like, wishing we had him back.
Oh, no, this is what happened with me. This is actually kind of a normal call. I'm helping the lady out and everything, and all of a sudden she's like, thank you, baby. And it starts hitting on me on the call. I'm like going,
you made this up.
No, I'm not. I'm dead serious. Out of nowhere, her child comes up and she says, you need to put some clothes on. I'm going, what? But then all of a sudden, scuffling is heard. She's like, I'll be right back, baby, and puts the phone down. The receipt is beating the child's ass. I mean, you can hear the...
Wow.
And I'm thinking, this has got to be pretty bad, because the mama's hitting on me, and now she's hitting on the baby. And then she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I had to take care of something. I was like, is there anything else I can help you out today, ma'am? No, nothing else, baby. And I was like, thank you for choosing.
I probably need to give you the other side of the story, because in addition to strange tech support stories, of which I have a few myself, every now and then you get the strange tech support representative story.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Which you have.
Jay's in a special position because he's like our boss's boss. You're not our boss's boss.
No, I am parallel with your.
Yeah.
I'm parallel with your boss's boss.
Yeah.
I'm equal to your boss's boss.
Because you're a different department for the same project.
Yeah.
It's weird the way it works, but that's done for a reason.
So when you have somebody to say you just wrong. I said, what you mean I'm just wrong? You're just wrong asking for empathy. You don't understand empathy. You don't know what the word empathy means. You tell me to have empathy on my calls, and I have empathy on my calls. Well, let me just tell you. I got off the call a little while ago with this woman. She called me up, said she didn't pay her bill because her daddy died. Well, I told the woman that I was very sorry that she didn't have her service. But I ain't telling the bitch I'm sorry that her daddy died. That's none of my business. I'm like,
wow.
and I'm sitting there looking at,
wow.
See, you don't understand. I was empathetic that she couldn't see her television, but the bitch's daddy died. That's not my fucking problem. And I'm going, and she kept on saying, but my daddy died. And I wanted to say, bitch, just shut up. And I'm like, oh.
Wow.
Did this person actually say bitch?
Yes. She's talking to me. She didn't say that to the woman, obviously, but she's talking to me on the floor.
What she said was, I'm so sorry that your father died, bitch.
Yes. Sometimes it's both handed. We actually currently have an employee who is sort of the mad transfer.
They
wouldn't listen to this. No, I'm not sure.
You'd be surprised who listens to this.
Well, if you know who you are, bitch.
Damn!
Stop fucking hanging up on customers, you prick. Okay, sorry.
If it's deserved, it's deserved.
You got the video to pop. I'm gonna get you over to tier two. Okay. You got.
I have like one guess who that is.
I'm gonna get you the right department now. And we wonder why he has 135 calls a day. So
how does this person still work there?
Well, nobody's actually caught him, and so that. But it's we
100% listens.
We now have you on 100% listens, you peckerhead. So
that's my favorite things is when quality was I was like an evil minion, because Craig would be like, yeah, we think so-and-so is doing call avoids. Can you check?
Yes, I need to be like, back, back,
back.
Yeah.
Oh, let's listen to all of his calls. Yeah. Oh, 100% listen to you.
Yeah.
Auto failure.
Out the door.
Yeah. That was one of the few joys. But yeah, for every shitty person on the phone, there's about 1,000 shitty customers.
My favorite call, though, was one I took when I was shadowing, was this guy calls up from Las Vegas. He goes,
some real winners there.
I got this thing on my computer that says you've got spyware on your computer. I said, yes, sir. Basically, it's trying to get you to buy a pop-up blocker or something like that. It says, can you like spy on my computer? And I'm going, No, actually, I wouldn't do anything like that. This is a third party thing. It's a way they make money, and I tried to explain the whole deal.
What kind of pictures?
That were like, I don't really know what's legal in this state.
Wow.
And he's going, well, and I'm just like, well, you
considering
know,
considering all the things in Vegas that are legal, that's yeah, really, really
wow.
Big,
and
that's gotta be pretty bad.
And he says, and like if people were spying on my computer, I've got like pictures on, and then what kind of pictures?
so good at making Mr. Pierce sneeze.
So yeah, that was yeah, I love that one.
The woman from Phoenix, whom I was troubleshooting her internet, and she started sounding kind of like her tongue was swelling. Her mouth just got all muzzy, and I was like, finally it got so bad. I was like, ma'am, are you okay? And she goes, I was stung by a scorpion. I said, what?
Recently?
She goes, yeah. No, just now. She says, a scorpion just stung me. And I was like, ma'am, you need to hang up the phone and dial 911. She goes, as soon as my internet's up. I said, no, ma'am, you need to hang up now. You don't sound too good. And she's like, just fix the internet. And I was like, okay. So I finished troubleshooting and ended the call. That woman probably died.
Could you tell the story about
like the point? That woman probably died.
Well, she died of AC. That's a Darwin
Award. That was working. That's
because that's a Darwin Award. Yeah, you go.
Tell the story about the couple and the porn.
Oh, my God. Are you talking about the... Yes, that was the other short story, the pay-per-view couple who would call up when I worked.
Oh,
the
God, I remember that. I remember that.
And, like, every night the husband would call up, and he would be whispering, and you could hear, and you're like, sir, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. I was like, sir, I can't hear you. That's okay. I was like, sir, I can't hear you. He goes, that's because I'm outside of my house, but it's next to my kid's bedroom window, and I don't want them to hear me. And then he's like, I want to order a pay-per-view, and you order it, and you could see the history. It's full of porn. Right? So you would order and he'd go, hold on a minute. He'd go, hold on a minute. Let me run in and make sure it's coming in. So he would run inside and you would hear, what is happening? And he would come back and be like, okay, I'm getting it. Thanks. And hang up, right?
He's getting it for
like,
sure.
Like the next night, his wife would call up, same account, and she would say,
sorry.
And she would say, was pay-per-view ordered on my box? And we're like, yes, ma'am, you have a history. I want it blocked. Because it would block pay-per-view, right? She would be irate. The next night, the man would call up again. I want the pay-per-view block taken off of my box. I want to order pay-per-view. Now, see, they can both access the account, so we have to do it. We had done it so many times in late nights that our supervisor had put a block on their account so that you cannot add or remove the pay-per-view block any longer. Well, eventually...
Was it when it was in block? Or
it was blocked.
Okay.
And what happened was the man went into the office and had his wife removed from the account so she could not access the account anymore. He had a password added to the account, and he called in and ordered more porn. And he called in, like, the night after this it all happened. He was like, the password is blah, 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 and I want to order it another pay-per-view. And
they alluded to a divorce.
Oh, my fucking God. It went back and forth every night. You would get one of them. Sometimes both of them. When she would call and block it, and he would call at 3 a.m. and unblock it.
I did have a couple from North Carolina. We're calling from Highway 70. We're going to the beach. Well, that's great. Y'all have a great time down there at the beach. What can I do to help you? Well, my wife's got this paper she got to have done. She's supposed to have this paper done tonight. She's supposed to get it posted up on the internet. Now, we got some friends next door got this wireless connection, and I got this wireless card from my
from a wife's honey, it's all right. It's all right. I'm talking to the fella now.
Jason.
Exactly. And we're getting down the road here, going to be to the beach, but we want to upload this thing while we're riding down the road. She just almost done with it. We want to upload it while we're riding. How do I get onto the internet from here? Sir, it's going to be difficult to do that because this actually has to connect to a network. Well, my neighbor said they did it. They got the wireless connect. They walk all over the house with their computer. I saw them out in the front yard with it. I figure I'd get in the car with it and ride down the road.
Come on, Axel.
Well,
go to Taco Bell.
Yeah, really fine. Pull off at a Taco Bell.
A crystal bird.
So, yeah, that was our tech support section this week. I hope those of you who actually work at tech support enjoyed it, and those of you who don't, maybe learned a thing or two. We're going to play another song.
Do you still have Comeback Kid on you?
Yes, I do.
Too close to be like.
So it's going
to
be Jay and Corey versus.
What the hell?
Dude, you move, you lose.
For real? Alright, that's cool.
So versus what? Todd.
We'll play boys against the girls.
And Marshall. Versus Mr. Pierce. The home team has lately been doing really well, actually. And the winner gets a I won this is versus this t-shirt. It's made out of non-existent polyester fabrics.
No,
everyone's
going to
be an expert in one of these two categories. So
competitive
this week,
me, no.
We have Lovecraftian Mythos versus Nintendoverse.
Yes.
So it's either a character,
not special.
We're
it's
good.
Either a character from the Lovecraft, H.P. Lovecraft universe, you know, Cthulhu and all that.
No.
Okay, well then you guys are in the cold on that one. Or it's a character from the Nintendoverse.
I'm gonna have a shot on that one.
Okay, you guys ready?
I know Cthulhu.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Hi.
Okay. Krakko. K-R-A-C-K-O.
I think it's Lovecraft.
I'm going Nintendo.
Lovecraft.
That is Nintendo.
Oh. Either way,
that's,
we...
Oh, and I wrote down the game, too. It's Kirby.
Either way, we win.
Brown Jenkins.
I think that's Nintendo.
That's definitely Lovecraft.
Lovecraft.
That is Lovecraft.
Good job, Marshall.
Okay. Kyresh.
That's Lovecraft. Say whatever was
after
that I said.
K-Y-R-E-S-H.
I don't mean to be, you know, Mr. Opposite here, but I think I'm just gonna guess on that one and call it Nintendo.
I'll go with Nintendo. Where you wanna go with Nintendo?
Nintendo. That is Lovecraft.
Okay.
What did I say?
You said Lovecraft.
Oh.
Isn't that nice to know?
Fronk. F-R-O-N-K.
Nintendo. It's probably Lovecraft though. It sounds
still Lovecraft.
Sounds way too Nintendo.
That's Nintendo. From WarioWare, Raphael the Raven.
How's it spelled?
Yeah, just R-A-P-H-A-E-L, the Raven.
P-H, that changes things.
That does?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I think it's Nintendo.
Yeah, I'm going Nintendo on that one. It's Nintendo, you good with that?
Sure, go for it. We'll go with neither.
Neither? Incorrect. It is Nintendoverse. That is from Yoshi's Island.
What?
I don't play Yoshi's Island.
Zoogs.
I'm playing Yoshi's Island right now.
I'm playing Yoshi's Island in my pants. Zoogs.
That would explain why I keep squirming right now. It's disturbing.
Z-O-O-G-S.
Spelled just like
Zoogs. Is that like, is that plural?
Yeah, I'm assuming so. I can't tell you without ruining it. Just saying that to make you go.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
There's actually no meaning to that whatsoever.
I'm gonna say Nintendo.
I have to vote for Nintendo, man.
You think so?
Well, I mean, it's so Lovecraft. Obvious, it's probably
they're
not.
Lovecraft. They're going with Lovecraft? It is Lovecraft.
See, it's too obvious. It's too obvious.
Yes, we own the other team.
Yeah, right. That's why you're in last place.
Yeah, really.
What? That's our strategy.
Wilbur Whately. Or Whately, I guess is how it's pronounced. It's W-H-A-T-E-L-Y.
What game is it from?
Which one?
That one. Wilbur Whately, I'm assuming is how it's pronounced.
I think Lovecraft.
I go Lovecraft on that one.
Nintendo, sir.
Lovecraft.
Darn you and your Lovecraftiness. All right, I think our strategy's taking hold now. We can go ahead and start winning.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Your strategy of losing?
No, our strategy is to... We got it. Don't worry.
Okay.
It's confusing.
Okay, Chozo. C-H-O-Z-O.
Chozo?
Yes.
I think that's Nintendo.
Okay,
Nintendo.
I'm going Lovecraft on that.
Nintendo.
So you're
sounds vaguely familiar.
It is Nintendo. Metroid, specifically.
Damn it.
That's right. Is that three now?
Okay, I got to
stop. Ian and Jay. Ian is tied with Jay and Corey. Yes. Guggs. G-U-G-G-S.
G-U-G-G-S.
That's the magazine I used to get.
No, that's Jug.
Oh, damn it.
That was a J.
I'm sorry. All right.
Close, though.
I think it's something from Dig Dug.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. I'm Nintendo.
But Dig Dug is a Nintendo.
Not Nintendo.
Dig Dug is...
Atari. You lose.
No, Dig Dug is Namco.
Yeah, Nintendo.
So, I'm going to say not Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Neither.
Yeah.
You lose again. Actually, the answer was Lovecraft.
Wow.
So, Mr. Pierce goes ahead.
You rat bastard.
Orbulon.
Orbulon.
O-R-B-U-L-O-N.
Oh, geez, that really is a close one there.
That's the wild card, actually.
Yeah, let's go Nintendo.
Neither. It's definitely
That's Nintendo.
I knew it!
WarioWare.
You should have said it!
Yeah, I was going to say, if Lovecraft put a name like Orbulon in it, I'm glad I never read
it. Yeah, that's cool.
Because that's... Yeah. What the fuck?
The Green God.
Lovecraft.
It's Lovecraft.
Lovecraft.
Really? When you throw your hands in the air like you knew it. Yes, that is Lovecraft.
Yeah.
Because I kind of figured, because of all the green grass that he has, that miraculously has male genitals.
What the...
If any of you have any fucking idea what he's talking about, I'd like to know.
He's on some good drugs. That's all I got.
You've been smoking some green grass.
There you
I was thinking about someone else.
That has penises?
No, I was thinking about someone else. I was thinking about H.R. Greger. Or whatever his name is.
Oh.
Part of strategy.
That's exactly.
Part of strategy.
It's the weed strategy,
obviously. Ophion. O-P-H-I-O-N. Ophion? Ophion? Ophion?
Is there an apostrophe?
No, there's no apostrophe.
It'd mean like it was Irish.
Yeah.
So. Irish.
Hey, manly, yes.
And there's not a lot of...
But I like it, Irish. Too.
Japanese characters.
And Nintendo, yeah. They're all Italian.
Oh, yeah, right.
Why is
Mario,
that?
Really.
I think that's Lovecraft.
Let's go Nintendo on that one.
Neither.
You say neither?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That's right.
What?
Oh!
It's a Greek mythological
story. Are we still in last?
No, you're first.
Hey, yes!
The pusher is first now. Well, you got 5 points from that shit.
Get away from me.
You guys are lame, Ian.
Motherfuckers.
Ganon.
Ganon?
G-A-N-O-N.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Well, everybody knows that.
What?
Nintendo.
Nintendo?
Yes.
Okay.
That was easy.
Nintendo.
You want to tell us why, Todd?
Good. It's a bad evil man from Link.
That's right. I was going to throw a few obvious ones in there, and I was just curious.
He was the main boss.
If anybody would just, like, bypass, like, the fact that he's the bad guy in, like, almost every Legend of Zelda game ever, so. Tachu. That's T-C-H-O-O. Tachu.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
Wrong.
I'm like, no, where are y'all, what? Where are you doing that from?
Really? Pokemon.
It does.
It does.
T-C-H thing? That sounds kind of.
Bloops. B-L-U-P-E-S.
Now, you see, that was almost Nintendo, but the spelling kind of changed that. B-L-U-P-E-S? Loops?
If it was O-O-P-S, I would say it was Nintendo. You want to go with Lovecraft?
Sure.
I'm going to say Lovecraft, too.
Lovecraft.
It is Lovecraft.
They're totally beating off of our intelligence.
Okay.
They really are, too.
Mushroom King.
That would be...
That's Nintendo. That's just all over Nintendo there, yeah.
Say Lovecraft.
That's Nintendo.
Yeah.
Vormi. V-O-O-R-M-I. I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced.
V-O-O-R-M-I?
Vormi. Anybody care to wager a guess?
Lovecraft.
Yeah. Lovecraft.
We're in the lead.
Our strategy's going full fledged now.
Get away from me, dear Junior.
Lakitu.
Are you feeling Lovecraft? You want to? You want to go Lovecraft?
I don't care.
I'm good with you. Okay. You've been doing good. Lovecraft. She says Lovecraft. I'm on it.
We'll go Lovecraft.
That is Nintendo. Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
That's one of the Bowser's.
That's all right. All right. All right.
I think it's the little flowers.
Ready?
Lakitu.
Reznor.
Reznor, like Trent?
Yeah. Except it's pronounced Reznor. R-E-Z-N-O-R.
If you know it's pronounced differently, then it's probably Lovecraft.
For some reason, it makes
that's like Banzo word.
Cartoon.
You think?
Tyrannosaurus Rex. That might be that one show about the babies on Nickelodeon.
Mm. Okay. So what's the answer here?
Nintendo.
So how much
Nintendo.
Mr. Pierce?
Nintendo. That's Lovecraft.
Nintendo.
That is Nintendo, and Corey was 100% right.
What did she guess? What did she say?
It's the little dinosaur
thing. The little Triceratops guys in Super Mario World.
You're right.
Yay.
I'm surprised Todd and Marshall won.
Woo! You bastards.
I guess. They had 14 to Jay and Corey's 12 to Mr. Pierce's 11.
We almost had them.
We almost had them, but they hadn't gotten that lucky.
Bastards.
Next time I'm going to put the one, like the secret one, like 3 or 4 away from the end.
Yeah. I think if they guess neither and get it wrong,
they should lose
5 points.
That's a very good point. We'll have to. Yeah, it's a wager. You're absolutely right. But you guessed earlier too.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I know.
So
you guessed too.
That's our game. Hope you guys had fun with that. We're gonna play another song.
Do you have Lowrider?
Actually, I think I have Lowrider by War. You want to hear that?
Boom. Sure.
Boom.
That's always one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Advice column.
I have to pee all the time. What's wrong with me? I'm scared to tell my mom. She's always with my sisters and they'll laugh at me.
I would say go to the free clinic.
I'd say
and get a blood test.
Maybe just shouldn't drink so much water.
Yeah, just Wow. Watch your liquid intake.
Why don't you pee on your mom?
I don't think that's good advice.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was good advice, but it certainly makes for entertaining advice.
I said free clinic.
Prostate checked.
What if it's a girl?
It's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl.
You definitely get it checked.
Yeah, really. If you have a prostate.
If you have mountains after.
Carry it old. I would suggest carrying around a gallon jug.
Yeah.
Always good advice if you have to pee all the time.
Insert a catheter. There you go. All
right.
Moving
out.
Oh,
well, that makes me hurt.
And just kind of trail it.
Down your leg.
Leave a trail.
Literally
fun topic for dates.
Hey, you want to see what I can do? Watch, jump rope. It's a sprinkler.
Watch, I'll pee without leaving my seat.
This is so childish, but I can't help picking my nose. Also, eating my snot sometimes. I mean, I don't know why. I can't help it. I'm in eighth grade, and I'm trying so hard not to get caught. But one of my friends saw me yesterday, and now they joke about me.
Yeah.
How do I stop? I recommend get caught, and then, you know, let the jokes roll in every once in a while.
Exactly. Call yourself snot boy.
Here, yeah.
I would say the problem is not the picking and the eating, because that's a personal thing. Hey, whatever floats your boat. The problem is your urge to do this in public.
Yeah.
Let's go a stall. You know, your bedroom, the bathroom. Those are the places
where
you can
always pick up cocaine.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they just like it that way.
Well, at least he's not wiping them under the desk. At least
I need
this
guy in grade school, first grade. Mm-hmm. And he would pick his nose and put them on potato chips and eat them. And...
What?
Wow,
I'm really grossing myself out just thinking
that,
about it.
That's worse than just eating them. That somehow makes it more gross.
That's, wow.
That probably makes it less gross as far as the taste goes.
Doritos nose.
Dang, that's
moving right along.
Dip it right in there. Yes. Ow!
Okay. So I'm 18 and my boyfriend is 20. And he asks me for trying to menage a trois, or however you spell it, or say it, sex with three peeps, in parentheses. And I'm like, okay. Because it's another guy and that's cool, but then he and the guy start, well, fucking... And I just watch, and later I talk about it with him, and he's like, oh, that was cool. I hope you like it because we're going to do it again. ? And now I'm feeling funny because he fucked another guy, so I'm feeling I should break up with him, but then he is my boyfriend, and we've been together for over 2 years. So he's my boy, you know, what the hell should I do?
That's pretty harsh.
Quit taking crack before you write for advice would be good.
Oh, wow. This is the internet. Some of these are surprisingly an antidote to the English language.
Yeah, well, that's
English. Like every time one of these is written.
Yeah, I tried to read as well as I could. I mean, I hope you don't think it's, you know, me.
Well, it's not.
No.
Any advice for our friend who's had a menage a trois and her boyfriend fucked another man in the process and now she feels funny about it and wants to break up with him?
Well, is that a menage a trois or him just having excuse of banging a dude?
Yeah.
Sounds like an excuse for him to have
a threesome. If another guy was going to fuck her, she should be okay if the other guy fucked her boyfriend. I mean, it was all right.
Yeah, but
a threesome,
I think
she was on the receiving end.
His other guy only fucked her boyfriend, and they were like,
I think she's just mad because she didn't see this coming. When a guy suggests a threesome and he suggests another guy in it, you've got to see that coming.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
How many guys are like, you know what? I want to have a threesome, but I want another dick in there. Not another woman, because the vast majority of guys, their fantasy is... Two women, twins, triplets.
But in reference...
Mine's three.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, so a guy says, you know what my fantasy is? I want me and my best friend and you, baby. She's going to say, you know, there's a little homosexuality in there somewhere.
You know, just
and if I
actually,
say yes,
actually,
I'm okay with that.
I want to reference a previous podcast. There is DP.
Well, yeah, there is.
Not
DP.
Apparently in this scenario.
But it doesn't sound like that's what's happening here.
Maybe for him.
What I'm thinking is this.
Oh,
ouch. What I'm thinking is this.
Break out the strap on.
What I'm thinking is this.
Arm the Steely Dan.
I'll
let somebody else here.
Exactly. What I'm thinking is this. I'm thinking the guy has been wanting to get it on with a guy.
Yeah.
But he's not really had... the nerve to pull this off.
I have a feeling her problem is that she is wondering if he might not be straight.
Well, exactly.
Also, they kind of ignored her. That's what the fuck?
Yeah, that's...
She's expecting to get filled up in all sorts of ways. And she comes away from this feeling unfulfilled. And I'm
all postal slots must be filled.
Indeed. Tab A goes to slot B and C, and D. So, you know, but she's getting nothing, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So, the problem there is they
jealous.
Excluded her. That's
what
it sounds
jealous.
Like. She was okay with it until they were like, and yeah. And she's like, well, where's my yeah?
Now, my understanding is that
where's
women,
my happy ending?
Exactly.
The women do like to see the guys get it on.
Really?
I've
always heard the opposite. I've always heard because guys. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't think there's a straight man alive who's not.
Oh no, guys love that.
Ultra
sure.
Religious, like
yeah.
You know, lesbians, yeah. But I've always been the impression that women.
No, women
like,
love.
Are not
no,
into
think,
the whole
yeah.
guy on guy thing.
Women love
guys,
that shit.
That's a sex.
Some of them.
Well,
some of them, yeah. They're all like, but those are the same women who say
they're not
like
as
bad.
Unanimous in their.
Like
support as men are.
No,
guys are pretty much.
But I'm thinking it's 75 to 100.
I've had a bunch of girls, and we've all talked about it. And about half of them were like, "No, that's disgusting." But these
half,
are the
yeah.
exact
really?
Same half who say, "I'd never let a man fuck me in the ass because that's disgusting." I'm like,
"Oh, well, okay. See that? Well, that's
yeah.
that,
so that, to them, it's not really the guy. It's that
okay.
whole anal sex.
Thing. Okay.
Wow.
Interesting.
So the more open you are.
Quite literally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So yeah, any advice?
I think he's gay.
I would say next time make your feelings more known and tell them, okay, it's real cute that y'all like to bang each other, but could I get some tongue or something?
Look, for real, I'm afraid of dying. I mean it. Please tell me how to get past that. Thanks.
Kill yourself?
Oh, Jay.
That would work.
You won't be afraid anymore.
You're done with it, you know.
Confront your fears. There you go.
Exactly. My whole thing would be just to sit down and go, okay, why are you afraid of dying? What's your deal?
Probably because you're dead.
Well, but what's so bad about that? Just kind of like, you know, thinking, well, see, there's where you need to go. What about death do you fear? Is it
I
just,
don't want to be eaten by worms.
You know, and just, well, you'll be asleep.
He's going to go to hell.
You know, so if he's going, well.
He's a sinner. Blasphemer, heretic.
Fucking Catholics. No, not necessarily.
Follow you everywhere.
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't think this is you have an answer for this one. How do you get past it? You can either, you know, kill yourself, get over it. Change your medication, or find out why.
I think fear of death is kind of like inherent in people's minds. I think you just need to kind of accept the fear, not really try to get over it. I think anybody that says they're not afraid of death is not being completely honest with themselves.
Well, what about the? That's get really deeper. What about the Hindus? Their whole thing is embrace death because they're going to move on. First off,
well,
you get those Buddhist monks who like burn themselves alive and stuff like that. Protesting
just because
war,
you accept death doesn't mean you're not afraid.
The only
no, they're not even afraid. They're like embracing it.
The whole karmic cycle. They're looking at the karmic cycle.
I still
they're
think
going
to. Afraid in the back of their mind.
They're going to reincarnate.
The only Buddhist monk who is not afraid of death is the one that has reached nirvana, and you are not going to meet that one. So.
But you know, I was thinking that.
Well, that means Courtney Love is fine. So, okay, we're playing
this
song.
Wait, I was just thinking about something. The guy,
no, we're not gonna play Courtney Love.
Oh God, I hope not, because I don't want to see her whole. But
why half of America has?
I'd like to see a hole in her head.
Just like she did to Chris.
She doesn't
Porter.
Already have one?
But, you know, this guy's probably afraid of dying because the girlfriend's about to jump. Because
he fucked that other guy.
Yes, exactly.
There you go, man.
There we go.
Jump.
so that was song two by Blur. That was what U.S. astronaut Michael Lopez Alegría on the ISS played for Discovery when they get everybody hyped
They're
up.
They're gonna blow up in reentry.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny is because
didn't you see that like immediately when they shot off the most recent one, like a piece of the insulation came up. Like, oh fuck. Well,
it always comes off.
They're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody over it. But anyway.
Diss and pray.
I'm going to diss George Bush. How about that?
Wow, that's one that's not done every week. For some reason, that keeps coming up.
Should I choose something else?
I believe that man and fish can coexist peacefully.
You know, he came on the State of the Union address, and he's like, we're going to go back to the moon, and then we're going to go back to Mars.
Did you say we're going to go back to Mars? I would believe if our president said we're going to go back to Mars. I'd believe
I would too.
And then, you know, everybody's like, yeah, we're going back to the moon. We're going to Mars. So anyway, yeah, everybody was really excited about that. And then it turns out that, you know, they weren't actually going to pay any extra money to do anything like this. So basically NASA's been forced to, like, basically just shut down all their other programs in favor of this new vision.
So, like, you promised us to something and gave us no funds.
Yeah, so.
Imagine a politician doing anything like that. That's virtually unheard of.
You know, I kind of got to go in lines from Mildred. Yeah. Who do you diss that do sanctions against other countries?
UN.
But they recently added a sanction in North Korea that's going to hurt them.
Oh, yeah. I know you're going with this.
They can't buy iPods.
Damn it.
All the things that we can put sanctions on, it's freaking iPods.
Kim Jong-il, your days are numbered.
So,
and he's an Elvis impersonator. How's he going to listen to his Elvis music?
Jeez.
He's going to have to deal with the craptastic Zoom.
Ooh.
Yeah, that would actually be harmful.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, we're going to ship them Zooms and claim their iPod just to fuck people over.
I think we're going to ship Vista to North Korea.
Oh!
And we're going to watch that economy crumble.
That would knock down their nuclear weapons program.
It would indeed.
But yeah.
Because they'd be like, okay, launch! Wait, blue screen. Shit!
But yeah, we're going to hit them to death. We're going to hit them where it hurts. In the iPod.
I was noticing, I was watching NASA TV all last night, and they're using Windows on there. On their mission control.
No wonder they've only had two of the four space shuttles blow up.
Well, I think back in Challenger they were using like an Apple IIc.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can you get to those wonderful...
Switch disks, hurry.
No.
Damn, wrong disk. What happened was the guy supposed to be putting in the disk, put in the Oregon Trail, went hunting. Lost there. You lose time when you're hunting on the Oregon Trail. Like, I killed him buffalo, man. I only carry 200 pounds of meat. I'm going to kill about 500,000. But yeah, the UN...
So you want to just the U.S.?
Yeah, for those heavy sanctions that are just so...
On a Zoom.
So harsh. Yeah, and I want a rectal exam.
Why would that bring it?
All right, I'm going to praise Butch Walker. Nobody knows Butch Walker.
Sounds vaguely
familiar.
But I love me some Butch Walker.
Excellent musician.
Excellent musician. He was with the Marvelous Three. Oh. The Marvelous Three, Ready, Sex, Go, is one of the best power pop albums of all time. It's really, really, really good. He's put out a couple of fairly decent records since. He's got one. The most recent record is The Rise and Fall of Butch Walker and the Let's Get Out to Tonight's. He does an awesome, awesome, awesome show. He's a boy from Hotlanta, Georgia. Actually, if you could get Little Head from Marvelous 3, it's exactly what you think it is.
Street, get Little Head.
There you go.
From that's the Marvelous 3.
From by the Marvelous 3. That's
she calls herself that, but it's because she has three teeth.
But
so
if we're going,
oh God!
Oh.
Wow!
But
you know,
so in other words, if I know the young people like the rock and roll, and if you like the rock and roll, with their long haired hippie tattooed kind of things, well then. You might like the Butch Walker.
Oh, but hold on, because I've gone on like this recent erotica craze, but it's hard to find good erotica. It really is.
I went on a craze like when I was like 13. I'm still...
No, no. I actually read it for the stories. I just like sex. But she's actually a really good writer, and she creates a beautiful world, and she's got a second... I guess you can call them books, but since they're not in printed form yet, it's hard to get them that way. You have to download as ebooks. You can't buy it as an actual book yet. But her second one is coming out at the end of January, and I'm like, I'm waiting for it obsessively because the world is just so incredibly good, and her writing style is good. And
so
you know,
it's got like science fiction-y kind of?
It does. It has not science fiction, more fantasy fiction.
Oh, okay.
It has a fantasy fiction aspect to it that you become involved with the character, which is hard with a Robert Pattinson.
And then he ripped down his tentacles and hit me in the face.
Not quite.
Stories.
They're good and well-written.
Extremely well-written.
And doesn't have grammatical errors.
Oh, hell no. No, no, no.
Because that breaks
you
up. What the fuck?
My large beasts? What?
Not even that, just bad punctuation or capitalization. Because it throws all. You're like, wow, what?
The only thing I would have to diss or praise, I would have to diss stupid drivers, as always. People that love to get in a fast lane and go 35 or pull out in front of me when the other lane's completely empty or slam on brakes at a yellow light. For no apparent reason. Or ride your ass with their high beams on. That's always nice.
I always slow down, let them pass me, and then ride their ass.
Oh. I always pull up parallel to the next car in the other lane and stay even with them so they can't get past either of us.
I like the ones where they're tailgating because I'll like find another car that's going really slow and I'll pull up next to them so they can't go anywhere. They're just boxed in and just kind of side by side.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Martin,
I'm going to get shot one day.
To a car we were driving in the construction zone on Atlanta. Or Augusta Highway, and we were coming back to... Anyway, the point is there was two lanes of traffic, and he was going faster than the speed limit, and it was a construction zone, right? But this car behind him was riding his ass and riding, you know, like where they're weaving back and forth. So he got over, car zoomed past, right into the speed trap that anyone with eyes could see. Like a line of cops and all of their sirens going. How did you miss it? You could see the lights. And he went, zoom, and
I passed it. I'm like, there's all these cops. I'm like, watch. There's all these cops going to be up here on the road. I said, this guy behind me is going to get a ticket if I let him pass. He rode my ass. I'm like, fine.
That's one of those beautiful moments you don't get very often.
In a construction
It was perfect because I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, double ticket. I'm going to praise the Democratic Party of Congress and hope they hope they can undo all the damage that Bush has done. Because if they don't, I'm gonna diss them.
I'm going to diss them later.
Let that be a lesson to you, Democratic Party.
Make a diss track.
They're shivering right now. Like,
I'm
going to make a diss track. So we're like, fuck y'all. Wiki, wiki. Anyway.
Let's tell them with some baby powder.
So,
what? What the fuck?
Like anthrax, basically, is what he's saying.
What's wrong with you?
Just baby powder, though.
Anyway.
My God.
So we're going to go to another song.
That's hard to follow up to.
We're going to say goodbye
What's the last
to Todd
segment?
And Jay. It's Mildred Reviews. So they're going to head out, and we're going to, the four of us will stay.
And y'all talk about us when we leave.
Yeah, that's what we got to do. You would do the same for us, I'm sure.
I'm sure we would.
Heck yeah.
I'm sure we would.
It's going to get eaten by Cthulhu.
All right, it was fun.
Cool. I'm glad you had a good time.
I did indeed.
Did you get to
good to see you, Jay. Glad you came out, sir.
Always a pleasure, sir.
Yeah, I hope you had a good time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You did that just a little too loud.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm saying.
I know you had a good time.
Yeah, it was.
We're going to listen to Mr. Dibs with Judea's Transmission.
With the wheels of a highly skilled master craftsman could be a twist pole. They make elaborate patterns. The process shuffling with one hand, tighten with the other hand, faster, more complicated patterns.
I'm amazed that men like you. We'll be right back.
Mr. Dibs. What you guys think of Mr. Dibs?
Nintendo.
Neither.
Nintendo.
You get 5 points, Marshall.
I guess. My strategy.
Mildred reviews the world.
8 is an idea or concept.
Whatever. Government conspiracies.
Oh, you asked the wrong person.
No, I love government conspiracies.
You just don't even in general?
No, hold on, because I actually have a couple. Government conspiracy. What if we are really just an experiment that the government is running? Is the government doing a bad job at it because it's obviously somebody's fucking with us? Or is the government doing a really good job in that it's obviously somebody's fucking with us, but we can't identify who?
Uh-huh.
Can you phrase it in the form of a question, please?
So, is that, what is that like?
What is your opinion on government conspiracy?
Actually, he's having... How about he just reviews government conspiracy?
Or I can just review the Matrix. Sounds like
what?
The Matrix.
The Matrix.
Well, no, that's what made me start thinking about it, was the Matrix.
That's a movie.
But then I was like, we see our government as such bumbling idiots. Do they do that on purpose to hide the fact that they're fucking
hardcore? Oh, that's interesting. And this is something you do have an opinion about.
Yeah.
Why don't you, in the Matrix, nobody knew.
If the government was running it, wouldn't we know and be like, they're running this wrong?
Kind of an idea that maybe it's being like conspiracies exist on the express purpose of misleading people into thinking there aren't conspiracies. That's something.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Sort of like that.
Mostly my real question.
But I thought you think that's kind of helping her along.
Do you honestly think that the government has the intelligence to run a conspiracy that large?
I always have trouble with just calling it like the government, as if this is some entity that can be.
Well, I'm not talking like President Bush government. I'm talking like the secret government, blah blah blah. The seven Jewish bankers
who live in the bunker below Denver, Colorado.
They're Jewish? I didn't know that.
Reptilian.
It's the same thing when you're the head of the 5% nation. Sorry if you listen to this podcast and you're a Muslim. I am so totally going to get burned for that.
Yeah.
So the idea that the government is not as inept as we believe? Is that that's a good way to put it.
Could the government possibly be as inept as we believe?
Or is it all just a big front to make us think they're inept so they can get away with murder?
Yeah.
I don't think it's really either.
Essentially that.
I think
sure both, maybe?
Yeah, 3 thumbs up.
Okay.
For whatever.
Thumbs down.
I don't even know what we're reviewing.
For conspiracy theory, thumbs down.
Well, I think the original idea was I'm reviewing the idea that governments are... Is it
purposefully inept to...
Purposefully or...
Purposefully inept to give the impression of ineptitude so people don't take them seriously when they're going
to deceive us.
Yeah. I can't help but think. I mean, just look at our current president. Just look at him. Well, does this smack of intelligence to you? Is there any intelligence in those eyes glaring back at you? It's just stupidity. But could the man possibly really be that stupid? Yeah, probably.
It might not
matter. The people who put him there,
yeah, exactly,
could they be that stupid? I mean, we're spending so much time in this. We diss Bush. We talk bad about Bush. Blah, 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 the current administration. But what about the people who are putting them there, who are funding them? Who are covering for them?
I swear to God, Rove has a hot phone straight to hell. Like, he has Satan on a speed dial. What do you think I should do now? You know? What? Kill babies? Great idea. Let me go get Bush right on that. You know?
What can I do to protect
the world sooner? To protect us from terrorism, all mothers must smother the children below the age of 3 in public at church.
At church?
Get right on that.
Oh, you don't go to church? Well, all churches must open their doors for your smothering habit.
Yes.
Anyway.
Don't ask, Karl Rove said. Okay. And it comes down to Karl Rove smothering me?
Yeah, too. That sounds horrible.
Moving along, we have 5.
That's a food.
Or a restaurant.
Or whatever. Something food related. The Food Network. I'll review the Food Network.
Food Network.
Just like seafood in general?
Yeah,
I love seafood.
I like crab legs, my favorite. I'm a big seafood person.
Me?
Yeah.
I like crab legs.
You don't like the crab leg experience. We talked about this before.
Yeah, it is kind of messy.
Let me ask you, as we talked about
this
on a previous podcast,
Do you think the whole, like, messiness, like, the whole, like, primal ripping them apart type thing, isn't that, like, kind of sort of part of the reason you eat crab legs for most
people? No, it's not part of the reason. I hate that part.
Some people that I see it, and I know Reinhardt's, they seem like they're, like, almost like that is as much of the experience as the taste of the food.
I mean, I'll get into it, and I'll crack the fuckers to get the meat out, but I don't really enjoy it, no.
I just wonder, I hate crab legs.
I'm sure some people enjoy it.
I mean, if somebody could bring me a plate of just the meat without the shell, that would be totally cool. Actually, I would pay more for that. That would be awesome.
Could you probably would have to, because someone would have had to have sat there and broken it all out.
Now, I used to live in Nome, Alaska, man, and you can't buy anything from Nome that comes from Nome except gold and crab legs. Well, and the rest of the crab, too.
Right.
So you know how much you could pay for a king crab in Nome?
I'm sure it's really cheap.
Like $5.
Heck yes.
Down here would be like three figures for a whole crab.
Yeah. Man, well, big king crab, because they're huge.
On Dexter, on Showtime, that show, the now obsessed with, he covers that because he was like, the people with the hammers, you know, he's a serial killer.
Yeah.
And he goes, but I see these people, and they're so angry, and they're just bashing the hell out of their food. But then he's like,
I've never ate crab legs that way, bashed it with the little hammer. I've never done that.
Yeah, I used to
scream. I think that's for crab. I think that's for, like, yeah. Lobster or something. You're supposed to break it.
I think that one guy.
Thinking of walnuts.
No, they were eating seafood.
They were eating crab legs. They were smashing it up with a hammer.
Is it
a
TV show?
Yeah.
How about
I don't see that.
Did you say that
people... You ever see 6 Feet Under?
No.
Did you ever watch that? It's got that same guy in there. It's,
does it?
Would you say that people connect with eating hot wings because they're so messy a lot of times?
Yes. Hot wings, that's different. You eat hot wings, you have to expect and anticipate the mess.
That's,
if not, you would be
that's
ordering,
like,
you would be ordering
either,
like the chicken breast or the...
Yeah, but don't people sometimes like that's part of the reason they enjoy doing it? Because, hey, you know, I mean...
Look at
little kids. Little kids enjoy being messy. And I don't just mean like...
Well, they should just eat their regular food,
because they make big enough mess with it.
Well, because I'll do that. I'll make a plate of food, it'll be this perfect little plate, and I'll sit down and eat it with my fingers.
I like
just
hot wings,
I feel like it.
But sometimes I will not eat hot wings, even if I want them, because of how much of a fucking mess it is.
And it's too much work for so little meat.
It is.
You know, and...
Crab legs are worse than hot wings. Hot wings, at least you could just gnaw on it. Mm. Crab legs, you have to break and dig.
At least the meat, in a crab leg.
This is why this takes so long. Okay, well, seafood.
Yeah. I just want to, yeah.
No, I mean, that was good. That's what
I'll say 4 thumbs up.
Yeah. 8 thumbs down? Some of it's kind of messy, and it smells fucking bad. Let's be
honest. No,
it
smells
good.
It smells bad if you did it wrong.
As much as I love seafood, I do not eat fish.
It smells like promiscuous old ladies.
I love seafood, but do not eat fish. I will not eat fish. I don't like it. I love every other kind of seafood.
Except in the form
about.
Of imitation crab meat.
It's like saying I love.
I don't like. I like all types of seafood except for crab. I just don't like crab meat. I don't know why. I never had lobster, but I love shrimp. I never had. What are those? Crawdads. Never had crawdads before.
Oh no! They've got
they
eyes.
Like
you can't eat anything
insects.
That looks at you first.
They all have eyes.
You
they
can't
just remove
eat
them.
Right. Which is why I won't eat like those little crabs that come boiled or so. I can't eat them. They have eyes that look at me. No, I don't. Take it away. Fish
that
comes
like
with its head.
We
take
do
it
like
away.
To disconnect ourselves from the food we eat.
Yes, very much so. That's why I don't want to eat anything.
I think that's why there are serial killers. Well, you disconnect yourself from the food you eat, which in most cultures and most people even, consummation of the being is kind of a sort of symbolic thing. I mean, you look at most of the cultures that practice cannibalism, that's the reason to do it, because you're consuming the person and their soul, and your possession over them that gives you power. And by not having any sort of connection with it as a living creature, it kind of desensitizes you a little bit to it. I don't believe in desensitization so much, but I think that's a case where maybe it might even be a little.
Well, Jeffrey Dahmer removed eyes too, so.
I still don't want to kill
him. Yeah, but he ate them.
No, not the eyes. That'd be gross.
Thank you. I would eat people if I had to.
No
I wouldn't.
Way.
I don't want to see their head, though.
Yeah,
I don't want like their
Jeffrey
head
Dahmer
looking
like,
at me while I'm
ew,
eating.
Ew, get
like,
rid of that
ew.
Head.
Hey, Corey.
Thank you.
How do I taste?
I don't know if I can eat another
try
person.
The
I'd have to, like, turn it
head.
Towards the wall.
That would be
what
kind
if you're on that movie Alive?
I know. That's.
What, wouldn't it be great if
see, it would be more
sensual
to me, though, if it was frozen?
No.
Like that it was. Huh?
We could like numb them and just eat them raw.
That would be better
so
than eating.
He's alive talking to me and I'm gnawing like
fleshy.
You know, I was reading on Wikipedia that article about strange deaths, and they talked about the guy who went to Germany on the internet to be eaten, right?
Yeah.
And There was a detail that was left out of the news stories about that, which is that the guy who ate him also ate his penis, but he ate part of it too. He ate part of his own penis while he was still, I mean, obviously while he was still alive, but I was like, you know, that whole, you know, you guys know the story I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
But I think I've heard of it.
This guy, he was a very famous case in Germany. He was American, and he met this guy on the internet, and he wanted to die being eaten, and this other guy wanted to eat somebody. So they got together.
It sounds like a match to
and
me.
I think I read that. I could not find the crime in the situation. But anyway.
Like, you know what? I want to die.
But they arrested him, right?
But I want
to die. He found guilty of like all sorts of stuff, among cannibalism, but also like murder and stuff like that. But he had videotape of him saying, while he was in America, in legal documents, like, I volunteer to do this. Do not hold this person responsible. They still hold him responsible.
Absolutely. But still, it's like, you know, if you're going to do stuff like that, you probably should videotape it.
I've read one where,
I would say just let him tell people he's going on vacation, even take his family, and then just disappear.
There was this guy, he went and asked his neighbor, he went and asked her out, you know, you want to go out on a date or whatever? And she said no, she really wasn't interested in him. Well, she ended up telling, like, her brother and her dad that the next-door neighbor was hitting on her. The guy was hitting on her. You know, there's nothing wrong with her. She's not a minor, none of that. So they went and pulled the guy out of his house, beat his ass, killed him, and ate him.
That's kind of different.
Don't you think they maybe overreacted?
They were, and afterwards they were like, we didn't intend to eat him. It just sort of happened. Like, what the fuck? How did
we
that just happen?
We tossed him in the fire, and then at that moment, like, the smell wafted into us. We're like, you know, I'm really hungry after that beating.
The smell was supposed to be really
sticky.
We got
this fried guy here. And
why is this such a weird story? Poor guy.
Did the girl eat him too?
No, I don't think she partook.
That was on her website.
It was on the cog site. Yeah.
I was like, I remember having that same thought. Like, okay, I can see the bean. You don't agree with it, but I can see how the bean death part came about.
A little
but the eating part
there.
Was kind of like a like
you're getting a little too into this now.
Yeah, a step that went above and beyond like the Call of Duty. But anyway.
They probably get off some terror insanity bullshit.
We should have had you review cannibalism. But, okay.
Not in the food section.
Chew. What is chew?
Song, band, album, music, something.
Song, band,
album. I got something perfect for you guys.
Oh, okay. What's that?
Because I think he likes it too, since I got some from him, but the Final Fantasy music.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
What's that look for? I got it from you, motherfucker.
You know, just
from
video game music, period. A lot of video game music is really, really good.
Yeah, like Mario Brothers and...
Not just Mario Brothers. I mean, like, the more recent one where they really get into it. The Mario Brothers, that's classic.
Do you have something against the Final Fantasy music? Because you always, you make, like, the face every time the Final Fantasy music comes out. Do you hate it?
You didn't see, the expression you gave me was this. I can't think of more of a look of contempt than that.
Honestly,
I wish you could convey somehow to the audience.
Away from the video game wouldn't work. Some of the scores on especially Final Fantasy.
I mean, if you play anything by Yoko Kanno or Gabriel Ram, I'll listen to that. But.
The music is just really, really well done.
So you don't like the Final Fantasy?
Can I choose something?
Sure.
I have a piece of video game music that I would like you to hear, and then I'll review it.
Okay. What video game?
Civilization 4, actually.
Wow. Civilization 4.
That sounds promising.
Can I play a song? Thanks. This song, actually, I read that Civilization 4's soundtrack was the most in-depth and expensive soundtrack ever done for a video game.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
I really like
it. It is. And the song's really, really good.
Hey!
Yeah, so we're going to review that because it's video game music. They wanted to hear some video game music. That's from Civilization IV. It's by Christopher Chen and that Stanford acapella group. It's called Baba Yetu, which is the Lord's Prayer in Swahili. So
are they singing the Lord's Prayer? Lord's
Prayer, it's got such an epic satanic. They'd like it.
I thought it was
you
pretty
can
good.
Give thumbs if you want.
I like Joe's Prayer.
Is that the
hey, whole, I never get to give thumbs. Why do I get to give thumbs?
We're guests.
What?
That's a movie or TV show.
Space.
Oh, man, that's a great show.
God, What's it called?
Space. Have you seen Shaun of the Dead?
No, I've never seen it. I've never watched it. The guys who made that made the TV show Space,
and it's really good.
The plot itself isn't, like, anything really impressive or anything like that.
It's extremely well directed, like, shot, like, cinematography, and it's very funny. Very funny.
It's. I mean, you can definitely see a style between that and Shaun of the Dead. He's got a real eye for filmmaking, I think, and storytelling because the writing is always top notch too. I mean, it's brilliant. So
yeah,
do you want me to tell the plot real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Basically, it's about this guy and this girl. They just happen to meet when they both need to get an apartment. The brilliant thing about Spaced and even Shaun of the Dead to some degree, but you can see now that Spaced is way more than Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Even though Shaun of the Dead, when you watch Shaun of the Dead, there's plenty of little references in there, and you think that's like he's loading it into there, but it ain't nothing like Space. Space is like one thing after another. It's like pop culture references, movie references. There's not a lot of TV shows that I'll give five thumbs up to. I think I'm going to give five that one.
What's it, what network is it on?
It's an English show.
I think it only ran
for two seasons. Eight thumbs down, Space?
Maybe one for not having a third season. But there's rumors there will be a third season.
It's called Shaun of the Dead. A book. How about Penthouse Forum?
Penthouse Forum?
That's what you're talking about.
I haven't read a Penthouse in a long time. Do you have one I could catch up on?
No, I don't.
It's actually the first porno that I read.
Really?
Pretty good stuff. Yeah.
Not as good as Hustler.
I was ready to say, Hustler. How did you miss Hustler?
Well, it's my dad's, you know.
Really?
Then definitely how did you miss Hustler?
All these revelations about your dad always surprised me.
What, they had a porno mag?
Yeah, your dad's so, like, I can't even see your father, like, saying the word pornography.
It ain't all that. I'll give it two thumbs up.
What? Oh, no.
Is it good wank material?
No. If you're going to make porn. Don't, like, I don't know. Magazines now, they're not about porn. They're
I'm going to give it, like, three thumbs down because it's got, like, too many fake tits.
But don't man,
it's all fake.
It's all about fake tits. That's what women are, right?
That real sets every once in a while.
Well, that's not entirely true. There's also airbrushing. And
lots of hair and cars.
Well, there's no hair.
No hair? On the head, not... Gee whiz.
So, anyway.
Well, we're talking about porn.
That's a good mistake. Well, they're supposed to have, like, a little landing strip, right?
Yeah.
Very neatly trimmed.
Yeah.
Can be completely bare. That's too prepubescent. Yeah.
That disturbs me to all the end, but that's a whole... Let's play our last song for the night.
Okay, this is a song that actually makes me cry.
If you were here, I know that you would truly be amazed at what's become of what you made. If you were here, you would know how I treasured every day, how every single word you spoke echoes in me like a man of hope. When you were here, you could not feel the value that I placed on every look that crossed your face. When you were
reflections.
Singing inside me with the best parts of you now that I'm here.
And I'm so proud of everything you do there. Love you most.
I hope somewhere you hear them too.
Next time I see you, you'll probably sing it back to me.
Now that I'm here. I love you.
So that was Poe with If You Were Here. Very touching, very sad. That's the end of podcast 25, and we had a nice little turnout. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
Great
good stuff.
Excellent. Glad you had fun. Hope you come back when we come back for another one. There's some shout outs. Thanks to Corey Marshall for coming. Thanks to Jay and Snoop Toddy Todd for showing up.
Yeah.
And thanks to you, Mr. Pierce,
thanks.
For showing up.
Yeah.
You missed the first part of the show. Thanks to Molly. Thanks, Molly.
I'll give a shout out to some people that added us on our MySpace page because we have a MySpace page now.
Yeah, we have like a.
What's the MySpace address?
MySpace.com/shapelessmasscast.
Yeah.
There's clips on there. You can actually listen.
Sarah added us. Thanks, Sarah.
You're going to read all 124 of them?
No.
Thanks, everybody, for work. Who's checking us out? Lovely people out there.
Finally retire.
Of course, you can always check us out online at podcast.shapelessmass.com, and hopefully you listen to us there. You can email us with this fantastical email thing.
Fantastic.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Yo.
Oh, baby.
Hey. Chris just told me that he's got a cucumber up his anus.
Anyway.
Butter.
I smell sulfur.